It's been a very brisk day today, trying to get some of you, some of the Fernando and Greg faithful, the day off on Monday after the Super Bowl, because you're not going to be productive at work anyway. So why not just deal with it? Just take the day off.
Yeah, you can have more fun if you know you have the whole day off. So, Amitra, we just called her boss.
Hello, Amitra.
Hello. How are you guys?
Girl, your boss is tough. Yeah. She was not having it.
I was surprised. She said no twice.
Yes.
Oh, you listened.
Oh, and look. Without...
Oh, yes, we were all listening. Even the next department was listening.
Oh, my.
Now everybody wants to be on our team.
Oh, because they want to have a half day. Well, she agreed to half a day. I mean, can y'all deal with that?
Yeah, she said that it's our choice. We could either get off 4 hours early or come in 4 hours late.
Oh, yay! Okay. I gotta spread the word.
Ever.
So which are you going to choose?
I'm going to come in late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go.
All right. Get everybody in your office to scream they love Fernando and Greg right now.
They want to hear that we love Fernando and Greg. 1, 2, 3. We love Fernando and Greg!
Yay!
All right, well, we're sorry we couldn't get you a full day off, but at least you got what
good.
You got.
You're good. Okay, that's it. You just need that extra time in the morning on Monday.
I'll tell you, like our old boss who hated for us to go out, even more than the one currently. We had an old boss. He hated when we went out. He hated when we had any fun. Mm. But then he would always tell him, just go ahead and drink up.
Right. Yeah. Drink up. Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them. And drink up, he would say. So drink up, ladies. Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to come visit your wineries, too.
Can you invite us?
We would love to have you, especially up at Behringer.
Oh, yeah. I love Behringer. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, my God. We got to connect.
All right, darling. All right. I'm waiting.
Hold on.
Thank you.
I love when she calls me darling. All right. There you go. Another satisfied Fernando and Greg faithful. Fantastic.
This is hard. It's harder getting them days off than it is our own days off. It's harder for them than it is for us.
And you never thought that was possible, huh?
All right, Shane. Yeah. Oh, you gotta go.
Negotiations are hard. Fernando and Greg at 99.7. Man, I feel like of Livermore. Ricky De Los Santos of Livermore, you've got 10 minutes. You told us about your Citibank card bill. Let's pay that for you at 888-456-9970. Again, that's 888-456-9970. We are looking for Ricky De Los Santos right now.
Go! 99.7 Now's Fernando and Greg.
Well, if you've listened to the show over the last 2 weeks, you know that I discovered the wonders of the bidet at my gym, Fitness SF. I used the bidet there. I loved it so much that I bought a bidet seat for myself. And now the company that makes that bidet, we just found out, is right down the street from us. And they've come in to bring a bidet to the radio station.
We made it, y'all. We made it.
We made it. Daniel.
Hey.
What is up? Tell us who you work for and what you are here for.
Thanks for having us on, guys. So I work for a company called Brondell. We manufacture high-tech electronic bidet seats. Usually these are found mostly in Japan, but we're bringing the market to the U.S., places like SF Fitness, where I guess you guys fell in love for the first time.
I've fallen in love so many times at Fitness SF. Yeah. I've been a member there for 15 years, but this...
I keep trying to get on this bidet, but there's a line out of it.
Is life-changing.
It's crazy.
I want Shannon Fernando to feel what I feel every day. I ordered mine already. I wish I hadn't ordered. If I'd have known y'all were going to bring one in,
girl,
I could
I'm taking
that.
This one if we can't use it in here.
Yeah, so you don't need to wait in line at the SF Fitness. This seat will automatically warm up for you instead of the old-fashioned way, which is kind of strange.
So mine does. It's the seat is warm. Like every morning when I go to sit down, it's the nice warm seat, and the water's warm too. It heats the water,
no
right?
No way.
Yeah, tell them, Daniel.
So most of our models have adjustable temperature settings, and you can go from like high, medium, low. Yeah, it doesn't get too hot, but it's just that perfect.
No, well, you don't want.
That's the type of person I would scald myself.
Yeah, so. No, it doesn't do that.
No, it's like a warm bath, but for your butt.
Yes, exactly.
That's all I want. Okay. Yeah.
It's so cold in the morning.
You Jen, haven't I been in a much better mood since I got this
bidet? You know what? Your attitude has really changed around you. And now I know why.
I mean, talk about like a change from the bottom up.
You know?
I started from the bottom down here.
Literally from the bottom.
Started from the bottom down here.
Is there like a trend now? Because I keep hearing more and more about bidets. And the fact that it's winding
up.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
Yeah. There's that. But I am kind of surprised to like see like a gym decide, hey, let's put a bidet in our restroom.
Yeah, we hope there's a trend. I mean, it only makes sense. It's a global trend, but it hasn't really reached America yet. And we're trying to make that happen. One butt at a time, I guess.
Right.
Oh, is that your
one
motto?
Believer. Yeah.
One
booty at a time.
That would be awesome if that
really
was
your bring in? Which one did you bring in? The Brondell 1400?
Yeah, the top of the line. This one's
Chan.
You came up. It has a dryer in it, Chan.
Oh, see, that's a perfect thing. So that way you don't get the toilet paper stuck to your butt.
Right.
You know? Like,
can I stream music through it? Like AirPlay?
Is it Bluetooth?
No, we're working on that, though. This one has a nightlight in it, though.
He's everywhere in the middle of the night. This would be so great.
Yeah, it's blue. You don't even have to turn the lights on.
Yeah, see, this is so perfect.
Yeah, it feels like you're in a disco.
Next, you should do, like, strobe lights and music through this. That's your next design.
Can you do, like, multicolor? Like, maybe if you don't like blue, you could do pink. You could do yellow. You could do whatever.
Yeah, let's work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my contribution. Yeah.
Like the mood lighting.
Yeah, customizable lights. I don't know why we had that. We just have the blue right now, but
right.
I'm sure we could do any color.
I want to know, you know, all these new tech companies, all these companies down here by us, they have, like, in-office perks for their company, parties and stuff. Mm. I'm just kind of thinking, what kind of parties would y'all do? Does the bidet company have? Y'all have like
we have some
y'all
wild
like shoot
parties.
Water, y'all,
for sure.
Y'all shoot water at each other. Like, what's going on over there in that building?
Well, we're shooting water at each other all day, every day. Right. That's just our job.
Yeah, it's like the Bellagio.
Yeah, but it's basically.
I mean, y'all get really wild and hook it up to like tequila bottles and like shoot that in each other's mouths.
Yeah,
or stuff.
I mean we have people puking in the bidets.
Okay, great. All right, well, we better end it there. I should have never asked about that.
Before we talk about the chocolate fountain.
They have to test them. Like,
yeah, it's got to,
you know. You got to know it's going to be good in your house.
Well, plug your company one more time.
Yeah. Brondell, www.brondell.com.
All right. Well, we originally planned to do like a demonstration, but then we realized that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
They won't let us in the building.
Yeah, I know. But we're glad you stopped by.
This is why we generally don't ask for permission before we do things. But
yeah, you have to ask for forgiveness later. But
I can just see Shan in there, like trying to hook this thing up.
Right.
Shan is ready.
I'm gonna make like a whole video. I'll post it on my Instagram for you guys.
Right on.
I'll show everyone how it works. Not like that. But you know.
All right, definitely. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Appreciate it. 99.7 now, the Bay's number one for all the hits. It is Fernando and Greg in the morning, and we're trying to get you off on Monday after the Super Bowl. Many of you looking for the day off because you know you're going to be hungover a bit, maybe.
All right, we were actually done with this, but now Nicole's calling in late.
I know. Nicole, what were you looking for?
To get the day off on Monday.
Where do you work?
I work at a doctor's office in Fremont.
In Fremont? I could just come pick you up, man, this weekend. You want me to tell John to pick you up and bring you up to my house and you just party with us?
Yeah.
Well, who is your boss?
Yeah.
Is it the doctor?
Yeah, it's the doctor.
Ooh, is he nice or mean? Doctors are usually mean.
He's really nice.
Really nice?
What's his name?
Lawrence.
All right, well, we could try to call him. What do you do for him?
I'm one of the phone call answers, and I'm starting to be a nurse.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on, Nicole, because we got to make it quick and try to get a hold.
Yeah, we're trying to leave, Nicole. You called
your boss
the last minute.
Well, Jazzy's not here today, so we're good.
Not?
No.
Okay, well, that's more reason to get out of here. All right, let's hurry up.
All right.
Hurry up. I won't get out of here then.
Actually, Sal dialed it up. It's ringing. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
How are you?
We're good. It's Fernando and Greg. How are you?
Oh, busy.
Okay. Oh, you busy? Okay, we'll make it quick then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So listen, we're calling and bribing bosses today to try to give their employees Monday off since, you know, the Super Bowl's on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And Nicole called us, and she's kind of looking for a day off.
She is.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were wondering if maybe we could bribe you with something, and then she could have the day off.
Oh, Well, yeah, that sounds great. All right. Absolutely.
Well, let's find out, like, what you like. I mean, we have all kinds of things available, everything from Monster Jam, Monster Truck tickets to...
Well, we have, like, Panic at the Disco concert tickets.
There you go. Oh, boy.
We have Cirque du Soleil tickets.
Disney on Ice for the kids.
Oh, I would take those Panic tickets in a heartbeat.
What?
All right.
Wow.
Done deal. See, people think doctors are stuffy and not fun.
You just said they're mean.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, I just went to the concert in San Jose not too long ago, and I'll tell you, it was enjoyable.
All right. Well, they're
going to see them again
in Oakland on February the 19th, I think.
19th.
Oh, nice.
All right. You got the ticket, so Nicole can have the day off.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to speak to her, but she has the day off.
You're not going to give her every day off, are you?
Oh, no, she'll do double time on Tuesday.
Oh, I like that. I told you, Dr. Levine.
You were right.
All right, Doc. Well, we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
All right. I know you're busy. You got to get back to work, but awesome.
I just got a text. Jazzy is here. He said, I'm here because... We gotta go.
Bye. All right, buddy. We will see you on Monday.
Listen, I gotta get to that gym and use that bidet.
I gotta go. Really? Why don't we call him and see if we can get the day off on Monday?
We're not doing that.
Extra and do my show with me. How about that?
All right. Fernando will do it.
Yeah. Let's go. No.
Looking for somebody to hang out with these days.
We're gonna pay more bills on Monday. Make sure you're registered at 997now.com.
Hey, Fernando, hang out with Jazzy after the show.
I love Jazz. Y'all hang out with him, but he's always like, get out of my office. He's like, you talk too much.
Hey, he don't want to hang out with you either.
In a serious note, please have as much fun as you want to this weekend, but do not drink and drive.
Yes.
Please make sure you take an Uber. Yes. Don't drive if you are having fun. Just don't risk it, okay?
Right.
The last thing I want to say to you.
Because we want to see you back here on Monday, and we can't afford to lose any more listeners, all right?
If y'all know my Uber code, I got you.
We lose in confidence.
I got that referral code.